Earlier this season, an invasion of ants came flooding into our mudroom. They came in 2x2, 3x3, and eventually just in a big army. They set up shop in some gardening equipment I meant to put away but forgotten about. Most people's first reaction would be to get ant killer from the store. Just a couple minutes of spraying would kill them and keep them from coming back. But spraying them wasn't on my mind at all. Did you know that over 95% of insects aren't really pests? That means that the great majority of creepy crawlies we swat, squash, and flush are actually beneficial. Some bugs, like ants and honeybees, help pollinate fruits and vegetables, while many others take care of true pests without any help from us. For example, damselflies and dragonflies are insectivorous insects, or insects which feed on other insects. They are a pleasure to have around in the summer because they voraciously eat mosquitoes, gnats, and other annoying flying insects. Dragonflies prefer open fields and small ponds, and they possess long, dexterous legs that allow them to catch their prey while in flight. Perhaps most amazingly, dragonflies are among the fastest flying insects in the world. They can fly backwards, change direction in midair, and hover for up to a minute. Ladybugs, the familiar round, reddish-orange spotted insects, are just one of more than 400 species of lady beetles found in North America. Most ladybug adults and larvae feed on aphids and other soft-bodied insects like mayflies and silverfish. Astonishingly, a single lady beetle may eat as many as 5,000 of those fast-moving critters in its lifetime. Another great native insect predator is the aptly named assassin bug. These generalist predators like everything from tomato hornworms and thrips to spider mites and corn earworms. They are patient red and black hunters and stalk their prey, suddenly attacking with their dagger-like, piercing, sucking beak. No need to be nervous, though. These bugs are only half an inch long. If you usually have a flower or veggie garden, you'll definitely be familiar with the benefits of a praying mantis. They're great to have around, since they're carnivorous and harmless to humans. Right about now, female mantises are laying eggs before dying with the frost. They'll often deposit eggs on a branch or twig, and they are surrounded by a frothy liquid, which hardens into an egg case about the size and shape of a pencil eraser. Next spring, the nymphs will hatch and burst out of the case in a small army of hungry youngsters, each the size of a small ant. Despite our natural fear of them, spiders are an incredibly important part of our ecosystem. All spiders feed on insects and do a great job of preventing pest outbreaks. Most people are familiar with many common web-making species. However, there are many other spiders, wolf spiders, crab spiders, jumping spiders, that do not build webs but instead hunt their prey on soil or plants. These less conspicuous spiders can be important in controlling beetles, caterpillars, and leafhoppers. While birds are perhaps more visible predators of insects, insects themselves account for the vast majority of insect consumption. Even the teeny tiny ants help control animal populations by consuming small vertebrates. Without predators to keep them in check, insects can undergo almost unstoppable population explosions. So rather than introduce a toxic spray into my home, I opted to let the ants in my mudroom go on, business as usual. They eventually found their way back outside anyway, without any intervention from me. Resist the urge to spray when you see insects in your own home, and if spraying is necessary, consider using safer pesticides. In the spring, be sure to plant flowers and plants that attract a variety of insects and appreciate all the goodness they can do. You can learn more about our local plant and animal species by visiting explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternot.